There is a lot of noise on the internet from immigration reform advocates who are dissatisfied with the Biden administration. They assert he has not done enough to meet the needs of immigrants, or that he is moving too slow in pushing for reforms. This attitude puzzles me. Having practiced immigration law for over two decades, I've learned that progress happens in chunks. Sometimes a bigger chunk, sometimes a smaller chunk. Sometimes slower, sometimes faster. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. I disagree with my impatient colleagues. I have watched immigration law go through several presidents without much progress taking place. Now, there is movement forward. Instead of the constant whining, reformers would be better off by acknowledging and commending these changes. Plus, here's the kicker, more are forthcoming. I realize, however, for some reform proponents, nothing less than a wholesale change is acceptable. I, too, was once so dogmatic. I'm not any less optimistic today, but after what I have learned in my day-to-day practice, and especially what my clients had to battle through under the previous administration, I'm willing to accept a slower pace of positive change. Here's a sampling of what has taken place since Biden became president. First, the administration has reinstated a policy of deference to prior decisions. Before the Trump administration, USCIS would defer to prior determinations of eligibility when adjudicating extension requests. For example, if someone was seeking a green card renewal or a DACA renewal, the government would quickly process the application unless facts came to light that warranted more in-depth review. Under the Trump administration, every application sparked a deeper assessment of past filings, which was, in actuality, an attempt to find a reason to deny the renewal. Second, blank space rejection criteria eliminated. In 2019, USCIS began rejecting applications that included any blank spaces, even when the question was irrelevant to the person filing them. In many cases, this led to cases being rejected without a clear statement why they were rejected. This policy has been reversed under Biden, which brings us to point three, the return of requests for more evidence. Under the previous administration, the government would not ask for additional evidence, no matter how small or relatively immaterial the requested evidence was. Instead, applications would be rejected, often without any explanation why they were rejected. Fourth, prosecutorial discretion is back. In the past, due to ever-increasing caseloads in immigration courts, judges were encouraged to assess the personal situations of immigrants scheduled for deportation hearings. If the individual is not guilty of any major crimes and had strong family ties, with the possibility of winning a green card through a spouse or family member, judges would place the case on hold, so to speak, so that the immigrant could file papers at USCIS. But as you might have guessed, this was taken away under the previous administration. But it's back now. In conclusion, these are major positive changes. Immigrant advocates should not minimize their significance. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how difficult the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.